This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you and all the best for 2025. How are you doing?
Thank you, Howard. I'm doing well, thank you. And welcome back. I know you've had a little bit of a break.
I did have I had a lot of a break. And it was really, really awesome and exactly what I needed because, you know, the news is not always that pleasant. And looking at Australia, certainly it continues in this very, very ugly trajectory.
Sadly, it does. And it's been a particularly challenging few days. And if we just go back to Friday, so four days ago, where this latest spate began, and that was an old synagogue on Sydney South, where the president is the son of a Holocaust survivor. It's a very traditional community, and police were doing a patrol there early Friday morning when they spotted some awful graffiti outside with in giant letters in red, Hitler on top and then Allah underneath that with swastikas around the corner. And so that was on Friday. And obviously, goes without saying, obviously very disturbing. And then just a day later, yet another synagogue, and this is one of the oldest synagogues in Sydney, in a town called Newtown, where Sydney University is located. And there, half a dozen giant red swastikas again. But even worse than that, and this was an attempted, as police discovered, an attempted arson attack on the synagogue, as in to try and burn this synagogue down. And we know, and this is obviously coming just a month after the Adas synagogue was burnt down in Melbourne just a month ago. And the perpetrators of this latest incident, they had some inflammatory material which they did set on light, and thank God it burnt itself out, and so the arson didn't happen. But people came along to discover these giant red swastikas outside, right across the front of the synagogue, and then in between, and obviously as we said, this happened just a month after the Melbourne incident, the Adas Israel synagogue. And in between all of the above, a number of houses in Sydney, in the eastern suburbs, which is home to a majority of the Jewish community in Sydney, had anti-Semitic graffiti on their houses. And whether the residents were Jewish or not, people came outside to find their houses and some cars as well. With anti-Semitic graffiti. So it's been a horrendous spate of incidents over the last few days, coming on the back of everything else that we know.
So what is the official line? Because surely by now there must be, I mean, and there has been recognition that there's a serious problem, but so far the tide hasn't turned.
The tide definitely has not. So to answer your question, so the front page headline on the Sydney Morning Herald, which in yesterday's paper, the front page headline is, quote, "Find these bastards." Now that's quoting the Premier of the state, and the word bastards is used in Australia far more loosely than it is in South Africa or many other countries.
Right.
And it's not used... it has a looser connotation, but yet the Premier and by the way, the first synagogue which we talked about, the one in South Sydney, is round the corner from the Premier's house where he lives. That's his electorate. So, and the Premier of the state has been outstanding from the get-go in condemning this with every ounce that he can, and he wants to make the laws tighter, etc. So he called the press conference at 9 o'clock in the morning outside the synagogue. And that's when he said, and he spoke very strongly that there's no place for these people, etc. And that's when he used that phrase. He said, "Find these bastards. We have to give them the full force of the law, etc." And I am outraged that this is happening in my state under my watch, etc. So to your question, that is a headline on the front page in the Herald. The Australian, which is a national newspaper, we've spoken about Josh Frydenberg many times, former treasurer of this country in the previous government, Holocaust background family, openly, proudly, strongly Jewish. And he came out with a very strong main story on the front page of The Australian, saying, appealing to the Prime Minister and saying, Prime Minister, you need to make this an electoral issue because we have a federal election coming up between now and April. So saying that you need to make this an electoral issue, this is dividing the country. And then on the same, in the same vein, in today's front page Herald, front page of the Sydney Morning Herald, again, going back to the first paper, the opposition leader, who obviously hopes to be prime minister in the next election, in a pretty damning swipe at the prime minister, says, quote, every incident of anti-Semitism in Australia since October 2023 can be traced to the prime minister's weak leadership. And now that's quite a sweeping statement. What he's pointing to is October 9, when we had the terror incident outside the Sydney Opera House, where masses turned out, and before Israel had even gone into Gaza, and yet there were these mobs screaming these terrible things, we're the Jews, and whatever else it is that they were screaming. So the opposition leader is pointing to that and saying if there had been a strong message then from the get-go after October 7, we wouldn't have had this tsunami of anti-Semitism which we've had since. So to your question, the issue is certainly escalating among politicians and who are responding, one can might say belatedly, but responding to this absolute rash, which is seemingly getting worse and not getting better.
It's absolutely true. It's so interesting because this is a discussion that we have here. And I think there's a lesson I'd love your thoughts on it. I'm always concerned that the way in which Jews have often approached acts of anti-Semitism and stories about anti-Semitism is we kind of want them just to go away. So we don't actively go out against them because we don't want to push back and we just think that maybe it will go away. But the lesson here is that it doesn't go away. And then unless we act decisively when we start to see these things happening, they are simply going to be empowered and it's going to be a lot harder to control it down the line. Would you agree that that is a lesson that Australia has yet to learn?
So I think two things in response to that. On the one side of the ledger, so in the context of all of the above, we have seen the federal government take some steps, as in they appointed a special envoy on anti-Semitism. They have outlawed doxing, which is the public circulation of Jewish individuals, private details, etc., and 600 people in the artistic world, Jewish people in the artistic world, were doxed some months ago. They've outlawed Nazi symbols, and they have thrown more money at security for Jewish institutions. So on the one hand, the government has done that, but a caveat to all of the above is that the stuff is still going on, and accusations, and the Prime Minister, as I said earlier, is being criticized for not being strong enough. On the other hand, and this is an issue which continually worries me, this Australia 2024, 2025 is not Germany 1933. And it's really important that people do not make that comparison, because Germany 1933, what happened was a state-sponsored genocide. Here, for better or for worse, or more effective or less effective, governments are and media are focusing on this and condemning it and taking steps. Effective or not is another discussion. But it's important that people do not go to that extreme level of comparison to say, oh, I know how Germany 1933 began. This is not Germany 1933, and this is not, there is no comparison. And it's irresponsible, I believe, to make such a comparison and to draw analogies. Having said all of that, your point is spot on, and it's people hope it'll go away, but it's clearly not going away. And as we've seen in the last 4 days, two synagogues attacked, you know, one after the other. And around the corner from the premier's office, which sounds very much like, you know, we will show you, we can do this wherever we want. So obviously things are not happening effectively enough. Those who will engage in this terrible behavior are feeling emboldened and not deterred, which is the real concern.
It's really, really frightening. What's the Jewish community feeling like at the moment?
Absolutely terrified about this, and saying, what is next? And is it coming to our suburb next? And so the Jewish leadership are meeting with the police, and the police are absolutely doing the right thing, absolutely doing their best to do the right thing. So there are close relationships with the police and with the authorities, and the community is looking to leadership to hopefully, you know, praying that somehow this will come to an end, and that these sorts of things will stop and not continue and not get worse. Which sadly somehow it continues to get worse right now.
Very, very frightening. Vic Aladev, that's where we leave it. We'll catch you next week and continue with this coverage. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.